Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Biggity 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 biggity. And that's a whole bunch of noises that I just basically rammed out of my house. I don't know why, I don't know when, I don't know what, I don't know what was going through my head when I decided to wake up this morning. But I did wake up this morning, really early this morning. I don't know why. I just do. And I went to work. I worked to work. And then, you know what? The biggest part and most important part of my day is I went back to Best Buy and I got my $80 back because I got a price guarantee on an air conditioner because I bought an air conditioner less than 30 days ago. And then, hey, look, that yesterday they put the damn thing $80 cheaper. I'm getting my money back, man. I'm happy. That makes me happy. I'm happy. I'm sharing my happy with the rest of the world. And all you guys in the happy land, in the zombie land, are going to share in my happy because, hey, when we have a combination of really tired, because I'm always tired. Why not? I don't know. I'm zombie. I'm dead. So I'm basically dragging my butt all across this land. It's like, eh, I'm going to eat you. And I'm happy. So we share this. Why? Because that's cool. Why not? I don't know. That's just this. But I have other thoughts in my head. There's so many cascading outside of my brain. It's like hitting my brain. And then I think it's like, hey, hi, EW. How's it going?
Ba-dunk-a-no.
Say what now?
Ba-dunk-a-no.
Banana-na-na. Banana. Banana-na-na-na. Bam-ba-na-da.
No, now that's phenomenon.
I know that is.
Yeah, I can't say the words today.
Phenomenon.
Exactly.
Not to be confused with paranomenon, or omnomnomnomnom, or paramecium. What do you call two mice outside? A parameciums. Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know. Today's show is going to be kind of a little on the left field. No, maybe on the right field. Maybe in the center field. I don't know. Hey, do we have a baseball? Can we hit it out of the park?
Hit it out of the park.
Bam!
Hit it with a big stick.
Well, I always hit it with a big stick. What am I else going to hit it with? It's just got a big stick. I'm not going to make the obligatory male appendage jokes there, but everybody can infer those all themselves. I'm sure they have enough of them already circulating inside their heads. And now that I have placed that image already inside everybody's head, my job there as done. I will move on now.
I was hoping it wasn't put in my head. Thank you.
I am not touching anybody's head. I'm going to look at this pretty book. And
wait,
I see,
you're a zombie. Look. You're not touching heads?
I'm not touching them. I ain't eating them.
You want brains. You got to touch the head.
No, I don't.
Huh?
I don't got to touch the head to get the bread.
What do you use, a straw?
Yes.
Ah.
Have you not seen the instant brain mash? Hey, what the hell is that pipe called? PVC piping? Katoosh! slushy brains. Awesome stuff.
I would not use PVC piping for that. It's fragile.
I'm dead. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
Oh, that is a cool statue. The Dark Knight on a horse? Ooh. $400? Not going to get it. Bombshell Harley Quinn. Yep, gonna get that. Sorry. I got the catalog. It's a new catalog. Ooh, this is cool. I can't read the catalog now. What the hell am I thinking there? I got a show to do. What the heck's going on?
Uh-oh, there's a Wolfie in the chat room.
Did Wolfie show up? Did she bring some dogs?
I don't know.
Did she bring some coffee?
I'm sure she's got coffee.
She brought some cookies, though. Yay, Wolfie. I'm going to have to type to that because it's like, hey, that's a yay, Wolfie, for bringing cookies. And I'm going to have to change over on that page over there because otherwise it might start interfering with the interfering stuff, and we don't want the interfering stuff because that would be no cool. Right?
I'm looking at the chat room and thinking, I need to change a advertisement in there.
Father's, yeah, you better.
Fast.
Father's Day's gone, man.
Yeah.
I didn't even see the Father's Day one, so I'm not even. Oh, there it is, Amazon. Bam, bam, bam.
Mm.
So, I also have to share some wonderful, amazing information.
Okay.
It's raining today.
It is. Are you in Texas too?
No. But here's the crazy thing. So I read the weather report all the time. I get it mailed to me in the morning. It's like, oh, look at that. It's going to rain tonight. Oh, okay, cool. Weather, thunderstorms. Oh, okay, that's great. Yeah. Typical accumulation for today's weather. Oh, 1 millimeter. Okay, great. That's like not a lot. Oh, it'll rain a little bit. It'll be fine. And people will be stupid because people are stupid on that. Just
I'm going to talk about that in a minute. People are just stupid on the highway. I don't know why. They just are. I really am planning my world domination plan to take over the world so that I can clear off probably about two-thirds to half of the population that ride on the highways, streets, and sidewalks of this fine, fine, blue, kind of weird, crappy kind of world. Because they really do need to be removed. But we didn't get 1 millimeter of rain. We got like maybe a foot of rain.
Wait, let me get this right.
Do we know how small a millimeter is?
Well, you said milliliter.
No, millimeter.
Oh, millimeter.
A milliliter is a measurement of volume. A millimeter is a measurement of height.
Now, if we're going by a Canadian milliliter...
Well, actually, we're going by worldwide metric milliliters. It's not just Canadian.
Oh, I thought you were going with Canadian one. Then we're going to say, yeah, it's equal to a foot.
No. A millimeter is about... You know what an inch is?
Yeah.
Divide that by 16.
I don't want to.
That's a millimeter.
I'm not in classes right now.
Ish. You know, it's not really that, but it's ish. Okay?
Ah.
And you know how big a foot is, right? It's like that.
Foot. I've got two of them.
It's about 12 inches. So that's like a lot more water than they had said was going to come down in this freaking thing.
Mm.
So at 3 points on my way home, it's like... Rain coming down, straight coming down, straight coming down. Look at all this water. It's like, oh my God, thank goodness I'm in a vehicle. Thank God I'm not one of those people poorly riding out there on their bicycles. Because that's just funny. It's called...
I want to know where you're making it come from, though.
What?
All the water, yeah.
I'm on the side of a freaking lake. Comes, gets pulled up from the lake.
Oh, see, you're doing it.
Yes, I'm doing it. I'm the one putting all the water in the air so that everybody can get wet.
Yeah, I think you're doing it to soften us up.
No, I'm doing other things to soften y'all up.
I've heard... Oof, sorry.
Okay, I will let you in on a little secret. A little secret.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Okay.
So here's part of the zombie plan to soften humanity up.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Sure.
Reality TV. Y'all are smoked, bro. Smoked!
I don't know. You would have to talk to the people who are addicted to Honey Boo Boo like Pam.
That's precisely what I'm talking about. It's the Honey Boo Boo shows of the world. We zombies are putting that crap out on you, and you're eating it up like zombies.
Yeah, but you're only talking right now. The only two people I know that are addicted to it are like Pam and Nina.
Nina is addicted to Honey Boo 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 Boo?
She's the one who knew that it had a DVD series.
Well, of course they had a DVD series.
Okay, I didn't even know that. I don't.
Every TV show has a DVD series.
See, now, let's go back to this softening us up, though.
Yes?
You know, have you ever, when you boil something, it softens up.
Yes?
So, a lot of water, hence a lot of rain, softens it up.
No.
Huh?
Have you not ever heard of hard-boiled?
I have heard of hard-boiled, but when
you
take...
How do you do that?
When you take the shell off, what do you get?
I don't know. I don't eat that crap.
You get a soft egg.
I don't know about that crap either. My brothers and my parents and folks eat that. I don't eat that crap.
Why don't you?
Because I can't stand that crap. It tastes like dead feet. I only like living feet. There's a very distinct and severe, specific distinction between the two. You know, that's why zombies, as soon as, the body died, okay, we stop eating this. We move on to the next one. Zombies don't like dead flesh. They like living flesh. It's more juicy that way.
Okay, if you say so.
I think Wolfie just went and tried to slap you. I'm just saying. It's not me. It's just saying you. I don't cast any aspersions whatsoever because I'm not into the aspersions thing. I believe in a happy universe, a world where everybody can just get along, shake hands, talk to one another, and say, "Hi, man, how you doing? You wanna go in the water and check out the water and see what's going on in the surf? I hear there's some like fishies over there, and they're like swimming in the water, and they're swimming in the water. And then, I got $80 back today. I'm very happy about that."
I have to agree with Jack.
What?
I don't really watch TV, but if I do, any programs I watch, you know, that
if
are...
If they know cook nothing, I know watching reality TV is crap.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree.
Hell's Kitchen I will watch.
I won't. I watched that the one season. It's like, really? The whole shtick is about this and about that? Whatever. Well, I get bored of it quick.
We do know it's true, though, because we do have our own personal Hell's Kitchen chef.
Actually, the funny thing is Jack Ramsey is not like that in real life. He's Chef Ramsey.
He is like that in the kitchen, but outside of the kitchen, no, he's not like
exactly. that. Exactly. He's a normal human being like anyone else.
Yeah. He's actually a pretty cool guy.
This is what I've heard. I've known a couple people who've met him and talked to him. It's like, yeah, I don't really care. He's just another guy to me. He's like, whatever.
Yeah. But you gotta admit, though, they make some pretty good-looking dishes there.
There's no way in God's green earth I'll ever go into one of his restaurants.
What?
Nope.
Why not?
$100 a plate for a piece of parsley and maybe some like guacamole stick and some stuff? No.
I don't think...
Give me a $20 steak, throw some fries around it, and I'm happy.
Either way, they both sound good right now.
No, broccoli and avocado and guacamole and that crap's like, no. All of these things that people want to throw in their vegetable crap is like, ah, oh, man, seriously? Give me meat. That's all I want. Meat. Potatoes.
But you are a vegetarian.
I am most definitely not a vegetarian.
Yes, you are. You eat the things that eat the vegetables.
No.
You eat a steak.
I eat meat.
Yes. And what does a steak come from?
Comes from other meat.
Comes from a cow who grazes on grass, and thus you eat.
So you're calling me a cow?
No, I said you're.
Are you calling me a cow, EW? Because I swear those fighting words. Let's go right now. We'll go right now. Out back. You, me, and a bottle of lightning. I take you down, man.
Bottle
I cut
of
you.
Lightning.
I cut you.
Are we talking?
No, I'm not talking Joe Dog's lightning.
Oh, damn.
I'm joking my lightning. My lightning is greased and it cuts. Swish. You don't drink my lightning.
You're talking about putting lightning up against the electric wizard. Okay.
Hey. Hey. You know, those guys who think they can control the thunder. See, a little bit of thunder, a little bit of lightning. Bring the pain! What movie was that? What the hell movie was that? That had that what's-his-face Stickler.
The Rundown.
The Rundown. Yeah. Oh, look at this. Little bit of lightning. Little bit of thunder. Little bit of lightning. Thwack. What the hell kind of stupid shit was that?
Is this your little friend? Yeah. You remember him?
Yeah. I liked that movie. It was funny. It was stupid, but it was funny. But, seeing as how you've now gotten me over into the movie land type, I watched two movies this weekend.
You did?
I did. Well, one of which I know everybody's going to know, and one of which I don't think anybody's going to know.
I want to know the one everybody's going to know.
No. Okay, fine. The one that everybody's going to know is Maleficent.
You did go see it, huh?
I did go see it.
What'd you think?
I liked it. I thought finally they've made Disney's finally made a fairy tale movie kind of the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. Good. I didn't know most of the people in the movie, and I didn't really care if I did or not. Okay, why the hell do you do that? Gosh darn it, silly arsed interwebs. Give me that. Thank you. Really, it was just a 7.4 rating? Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, it's not really getting rave reviews.
It's not. But... It's. Let's put it this way. It's Disney dark.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? To really give it a true meaning and effort, it's Disney dark. It's still a happy ending. It's still a Disney movie. There's no blood. There's no guts. But there are some deaths.
Right.
Okay? There is... Angelina Jolie really brought the spirit of the evil queen, evil witch, to life. Well done with her. I really liked her in this movie, and I've been kind of getting really lukewarm with her. She's like, really? She's doing this character? I don't really care. She's doing that character? I really don't care. She's doing this whole thing of that? It's like she's raising kids from Africa? Whatever. It's not really doing anything for me. But her role in this movie is like, oh, look, I'm a fairy. Oh, wait, somebody fucked me up. Oh, and I just said the F-bomb. now I'm dark. You're all going to pay. And it's going to be pain, and you're all going to pay, and you're all going to go into a very dark place, as long as you stay coming over here. You come into my place, we're going to kick you up. You stay away from me, that's okay, I don't care, because I don't really need you. But no, I thought it was a really good movie. I think everybody should watch it. Yeah.
MB Weston did a review on it, and one thing she mentioned in her
review...
She
was a little lukewarm about it, wasn't she?
She was. She was rather lukewarm about it, but she did say one thing I didn't know. I didn't know this extra little tidbit about it, but the girl that has, that's Angelina Jolie's daughter.
Yes, and you know why?
Because nobody could was brave enough to be around her in her costume.
Every little kid that came in and auditioned for the role, and that she walked in with the costume, screamed in fright and could not put up with it.
I thought that was funny.
It's like, that's awesome. And then the little girl in the movie has this one scene. It's like, oh, look, it's mommy. And she's playing with the head. And it's like, oh, God, that's too cute. it's like that adorable cute crap. It's like, oh, I hate that crap. But it fit for the scene, for the role that was being done. It's like, yeah. And my knowing that it was her daughter for real, it's like, yeah, okay, I just cut through and I realize it. But Angelina's son also, apparently, I just heard about this today. She was wearing the outfit when she saw her son, and the son just went freaky nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't, it's like, oh, it's not me. It's just completely scared or whatever. And she thought he was just farting around playing fun, so she kept going on with it, and apparently she scared the crap out of him.
Wow.
Which I thought was funny. And then she's like, well, I had to do it right in front of him, pull the makeup and pull the headset off and whatever. She got these horns that are on her top of her head that are just freaking awesome.
Oh, I remember the first time I saw the picture of her in the outfit, I was like, oh my God, that looks exactly like the cartoon.
Precisely.
They did a great job with her outfit.
Yeah, no, it's like the look on her when they make her part of the fairy kingdom in the beginning, because part of the story that they used here is she's originally a fairy.
All right.
So she's from the fairy kingdom, the fae kingdom, however you want to call it. And she's just basically a happy, hey, I'm a happy fairy, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. And there's a couple of scenes where she's just flying. Beautiful. Just really well done. You could actually believe that she could fly like that.
Hmm.
And I know Keenan's joking around with the rest of the chat room saying he doesn't know what the movie was. Wait a second. Oh, no. Hoy, hey, ho, ho.
I'm not going. I was wondering when you're going to get to that comment.
I didn't see that comment. Hey! Everybody should listen to me, because I know everything. Well, no, not necessarily everything, but I know a lot of things. I know a lot of stupid things, too. Oh, well.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I'm like Keenan right now. There's still some of these movies that are out, I'm still kind of, like, even that one, I'll wait until it hits Redbox or Netflix.
Eh, well, I have kind of a slide in to get in to see movies, so... I will occasionally take advantage of it.
The one that opens this weekend, though...
I'm not in a rush to see.
Wish I could go this weekend, but I'll wait and go next weekend.
I'm not in a rush to see it.
Mm.
I'll watch it. It'll be one of those movies that I'll eventually watch it, but I'm not rushing in to see it.
So this could be the one movie that I see before you.
Yeah, probably. Possibly.
I so want to see it.
Because I, by the way, I just have to mention one of the character names in Maleficent that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Thistle Twit.
I remember that name.
It's one of the little fairies.
Yeah.
And the other little fairy is Knotgrass. And the other one is Flitty. It's like, really? These are awesome names. I love these names. But okay, moving on. So the movie you're talking about, am I spilling it or are you spilling it?
I'll let you spill it.
Transformers.
Yeah, opens this weekend.
It looks pretty. I'll watch it because I like, what's his face? Mark Wahlberg, that's who it is, right?
Well, I think Mark Wahlberg's actually going to waken up the movie.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I like him as an actor. I think most of the stuff that he's been in is usually pretty good. I haven't seen anything that has completely turned me off on that he's done. Oh, that doesn't even show up. Ha-ha!
Now, I'm not 100% sure. I know still it's scheduled to be open this weekend. But there was some controversy, apparently, about some company with it, and they might not, I mean, they might put it on hold because the company is asking, you know, they apparently sponsored part of the film, and the company is asking them now to remove those scenes. So there might be some editing that still comes up later on.
Whatever.
I don't know. So... That was like the original, what was it, the original Scream. It was, It would be more of your splatter type films if they would have released it back to its original form, but because it was so gory, they actually pulled it and told them to redo it or, you know, clean it up. So there's scenes in there you can still hear, but you can't see.
Sorry, I'm just giggling at something I was just researching up for the next discussion.
Ah, your movie?
Yeah, the movie that I don't think anybody's heard of.
I'm anxious to see what if anyone has.
Oh, I'm going to bet like a son of a gun that nobody's heard of it.
All right, go for it.
Are you ready? You ready? Are you ready, chat room? Are you ready? So you're familiar with the movies The Expendables, right? Like 1, 2, 3, and 52 coming out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they got this movie called The Dependables. Do you know? Oh, it does have an alternate name. Okay. That makes sense as to why I couldn't find it on IMDb. Let us go and look that up.
And presto! He has an apple pie.
Look! I can slap somebody with a... That is not the movie. it is! Okay, that is it. I just needed to know it because I need to know some of the names on some of these people. No. So we've seen The Expendables. We know what that movie premise is all about. It's a bunch of old action hero guys.
That
I think the rain just started up. Again. Crap, I was hoping that was passed off. So a bunch of older action figure guys doing, hey, look, we're going to do an action movie, blah, 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 blah. Median kind of plot story, sort of not really going moving forward on anything, but hey. You know, whatever it is. So this movie is The Dependables. It's grandpas going to rescue their kids who are been captured by Afghani rebels. And it's like, what? Are you freaking kidding me? But it's actually quite hilarious. It's not... Oh, it's definitely not an A-list movie. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. However... Margot Kidder is in it.
Oh, really?
Yep. Bo Svenson is in it. I'm just trying to see if Bo Svenson was in anything else that I'd actually ever recognized. He was in Delta Force.
That's an oldie.
Yeah, well, that was the whole... Oh, he was in Hunter.
Okay.
The TV show. The original Walking Tall TV series.
Oh, I did not know that it actually had a TV series.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Kung Fu? It was in the Mod Squad. Was it
Kung Fu? Mod Squad, really?
Let's see, how far back does his acting career go? Let's put it this way. I'm still scrolling down, and there we go. He's in the original Flipper series from 1965.
Wow.
This guy's old, bro. Old! And he's he's basically the really... Like, he's the one that probably is most worked out and can probably actually still do an action flick type movie.
Wow.
Margot Kidder, holy crap, did she look old.
Yeah, she let herself go.
She's like, I'm old! Screw you! That's funny. Hey, do you remember who Lou Gossett is?
Lou Gossett Jr., yeah.
Yeah, he's in it too.
I thought he didn't act anymore.
Apparently he does.
Wow.
He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Holy shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 movies coming out over the next 2 years.
Impressive.
It's like, okay. I don't know if they're all major key roles or not, but whatever. Seymour Castle? Who the hell was he?
Name sounds familiar, but I can't.
Oh, he was that old guy. The crotchety bastard. Yeah, no, he was. He plays the crotchety guy. He's also back to... Holy crap, he's even farther back. 1959.
What was it?
Something called Shadows. Uncredited. Man on a String. Uncredited. Jukebox Racket. I don't know what the hell that is. Interesting. Lloyd stuff. Hey, look, Keenan got to mention her meter once. Wonderful. 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 And Cedric Smith? He's a Canadian actor, if I think. Nope, English. Okay. For X-Men. Wait. Oh, yeah, he was in the X-Men.
Which character was he?
I'm just looking it up. I can't remember which one, what the name was. Where'd you go? When was the X-Men? Oh, crap, he was in Mutant X as well. That's funny. He was in the TV series.
Yeah, Mutant X was a TV series.
No, he was in the X-Men TV series as well. He played Charles Xavier.
Oh.
The voice of. I know I've seen him in... Oh, yes, he was in Forever Night. Yep. Good old-fashioned Canadian show. Crap, he's an old actor, too. 1975, for a show called Peep Show. Surprise. But yeah, no, it's a fun movie. It's stupid. It really is. Where's this one guy? I'm trying to remember his name.
Do they at least pull, like, lines from the others' movies?
No.
Ah, see, that's what I like about the Expendables, is they dog each other about their one-liners.
Yeah, but that's because they're all famous for being one-liner movies. These guys are not famous for this stuff.
Margaret Kidder has hers.
Yeah? What?
You got me, who's got you?
Yeah, that's Superman. It's not an action movie.
Wait, huh?
It's a comic book movie.
How's Superman not an action movie?
Superman was not an action movie. He lifted her from a falling helicopter. Okay, great. Boom, bada boom, bada bing. Sorry, that's something else unrelated. Where the hell is this one guy? Crap, I can't find his name. Was that him? No. Whatever, I don't care anymore. That was not an action movie. That was a fantasy, sci-fi, comedy, comic book movie. I enjoyed the first Superman, so don't get me wrong. I'm not making fun of it. I'm making fun of people who call it action movies. Because that was an action.
It was listed as action back then, so...
Yeah, well, it was the 80s, man. What the hell do you think they had in the 80s?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why it's still listed in action now. Because that's what it was
listed. Oh, my God! Sorry, I just read where the Dependables was filmed.
Where?
Toronto and Sault Ste. Marie.
There you go.
It's a Canadian movie. Oh, my God. That's funny. Oh, crap. A huge write-up in the Wikipedia. Huge. It just basically lists their names.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Keenan, I think, is taking your side. Ah, good for him. You need to have somebody on your side.
Yeah, it's kind of getting lopsided in here.
Wow, there's a lot of people attached to that movie. All right.
Surprise me, because, I mean, it sounds like they were trying to do the spoof of and make it just as popular.
They were definitely spoofing it. I mean, you could tell that it was... I think they picked the name The Dependables afterwards, like, hey... This is almost like an old bird people version of The Expendables. Let's call it The Dependables. Why? Because how many depends on underwear were they wearing? We don't know. They probably crapped the drawers a half dozen times. We don't care.
Yeah.
But did you watch anything fun and interesting?
I don't know if I would call it fun and interesting.
Well, we're not going to talk about that one movie you've mentioned.
No, I'm not going to discuss that one movie. But I did see The Smurfs 2.
And that's just smurfing ridiculous.
I was going to say, I would not call it smurf-tastic, but I will say they used a lot of adult innuendos that, yeah.
So they smurfed it up, just the smurf a bit, smurf groove. Yeah.
Well, I think they tried to start it off as similar to the cartoon, I think. And the only reason I watched it was because it was what was claimed to be new on Netflix at the time. However, they did release XXX State of the Union last night, and I didn't watch it, but I will watch it over the weekend.
That's the second one, right?
Yeah, I know.
You're not missing anything on that one.
It's what I've heard, but I still got to, at least have to see it once, right?
I'm just saying, you're not missing anything. Oh, I like her. Jemma Mays.
I still have yet to hear anybody give me an answer on Insidious 2.
I'm guessing it's just like Insidious, but more.
Yeah, really?
Just guessing.
I mean, I want to see it, but I don't know. I mean, it doesn't have the greatest of all reviews.
You think?
I mean, I saw the first one. And the first one, well, you know, you
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to give the review on the first one. Currently on Netflix, it's got 4.25 stars. But it just really, I don't know, it just really didn't impress me when they did it.
Hey, did the chat room die?
No, I think you got booted.
Man!
So if anyone...
Oh, there, that's what it was.
What happened?
It's a Facebook conflict thing. It does this every once in a while. It's something to do with Flash.
Ah. So if anyone has seen Insidious 2, please let me know if it's worth watching.
I'm going to guess it's probably not.
Well, like I said, Netflix gives it 4.25 stars.
Medium to medium.
Medium to medium. Yeah. I mean, there's other stuff out there, like, you know, the Bonnie and Clyde movie, and yeah, it's just that was another one I wasn't too thrilled on. there wasn't much released this time as far as what to go for. Now there was one called Haunt that has an interesting.
I'm debating on watching that one.
Really? Yeah. Okay, I'll put that on the list. I'll put that on the list to must watch. It was apparently released in 2013, and they say it's based because you watched World War Z. Yeah.
Yes, because a haunted house movie is so connected to World War Z.
Yeah, I haven't figured out how that's connected.
Yeah, I don't think they have any combination of consistency as to how one thing versus the other thing connects.
Well, the two movies I've got listed for this to watch this week, one, I won't tell you what the second one is until...
Why? Because you're embarrassed?
No. I'd rather...
Is it Porky's 52?
Yeah, how'd you guess?
Porky's, Heinz 52, where they sauce everything. It's like, what?
Now, but I have a feeling you'd be surprised I'd watch something like that, so...
Dude. You told me about the movie you watched the other day. It's like, I'm not going to be surprised at any old movie you watch.
I watch everything, okay? Don't get me wrong. There's a reason I watch certain movies, and I was told this particular one because they claimed it was based on a true story, but when I watched the film, it never claimed it at all. You know how they put that in there? Mm-hmm. And then maybe give you details at the end? It had nothing like that. And when mm-hmm. I go try to do the research on it, mm-hmm. nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. well, then why the hell am I going to try to interview somebody mm-hmm. if this isn't real? You know, mm-hmm. so.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm being persnickety.
Well, have you ever heard about the movie Calendar Girls?
Yes.
Okay.
I have not watched it.
I have, and
I refuse to watch it.
Well, I know you probably.
A bunch of old ladies want to show their boobs. You don't want to see that.
They did it for a good cause. Well,
that's
anyway,
great. I love to read that in the news.
I was supposed to interview one of the ladies from the calendar.
Okay.
And sadly, that didn't work out. And
but instead, you got the Chippendale boys.
I am hell no.
Okay, good, because it's like, I don't want to see that either. I'm equal rights to everything. Course, everybody is equal.
Of course, we'd crash the station if we had people from Magic Mike, but...
I don't want to know about that either, because I haven't seen that one either.
I saw the stupid cover at Walmart last week.
Yep. I'm not watching it. But you know what time it is, right? Right? Huh? It's I am time.
Oh, I am.
I am A-R. R-R-A-R. I am.
Everybody's in the place, and don't you
This is me freestyling, do my most noise, going to make noises, because I'm like all noisy, noisy, noisy. I'm trying to see how many kind of noises can I make, how many fast, how many. By the way, you know that weather pattern you were talking about in Texas? I was just checking the weather pattern on that.
And?
The weather pattern that we have going on right now?
Is identical?
Twice the size.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not, I mean, yeah, you can see the storm cells, but I mean, you notice there's no...
Twice the density as well.
Yeah.
I think we had a lot more rain than you got. Oh, now, your environment is probably not as well suited to the rain.
Well, see, I say as far as me, we probably don't have as much rain as you. Now, I would back up and say Fort Worth, on the other hand, yeah, they're kind of a flood disaster, but probably not as much as Chicago.
Well, I didn't see Chicago getting any from what I could see.
Well, they're probably happy they're not getting it. I saw on the news just recently they got so much that they literally, their streets were rivers.
Well, that's what we had last year.
Mudslides, bridges being washed out.
That's exactly what we had last year. We had thousands of trees throughout the entire city. It was just like broken in half. There were pictures of, the one picture I always remember, this one guy with a, what the hell was it? It was a red, not a Lamborghini, but a sports car like that. Mm-hmm. And the water was up to the window.
Wow.
And we're talking the lakeshore, which is a main thoroughfare for like, I don't know, call it 500,000 people are driving across that street throughout the whole day. Right. It's a heavily accessed street. He can't get anywhere because his car is blocked and everybody else's car is blocked, and he's trying to get on the plane to get out, go back home to Italy or something like this. Mm. It was just kind of funny as like watching this. Today, when I was driving home, trying to get into the one intersection, I was like, what the hell? It was like a foot of water.
Yeah.
And I can't slow down fast enough to get in, so it's like, so you get the big waterfall thing going to size. Like, oh crap, I hate when this happens because then it means the fan belt is going to go squeak. That's what happens when the fan belt gets wet.
Yep.
It's like, ah, crap, I hate when it does that because it's like, it unnerves me.
Yeah, but if you go through the puddles too fast, you can also hydroplane.
Well, that's exactly it. That's why you have to slow down with that shit, because if you don't, you can just spin right out.
Yeah.
But yeah. I liked Waterworld. Jack is talking about Waterworld.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to complain about it. I mean, it was okay.
I thought it was kind of a little pretentious and a little bit snooty, and there were things that it's like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen like that. No. But overall, I thought it was a fun movie. It's certainly no Battlefield. Sorry, Battleship. Oh my god.
Still haven't seen it.
Dude.
You guys talked bad enough about it.
Dude.
Put it on the list.
It's in my top 10 of worst movies of all time.
Golly.
It's like, and I'm swearing. And
I still want to know what number one is. You still haven't told me number one.
Battlefield Earth.
That is number one?
That's my number one worst movie of all time. Oh, no, sorry. House of the Dead.
House of the Dead.
House of the Dead is my number one. Battlefield Earth is number two. They keep changing it around all the time because it's like, I'm so glad I didn't see that at the movies, at the theaters. Battlefield, so instead.
Isn't that the one with
John Travolta.
Yeah.
That's like, dudes, okay. $20 million budget, fine, it's not a big budget, it's not a huge budget. It's like, okay, it's an acceptable budget. Mostly to his freaking salary for the movie.
Probably.
This is a movie put out by the Church of Scientology people. It's like, dudes, you got more money than God. Oh, wait. Not going there. And it's a story based on your founder's dream. It's his biggest book he ever put out, besides Dianetics. Million seller, sells many times. That's like how many, 50 different printings. It's in 60 different languages. Da 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 da. And you put this piece of pablum out. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are proud of yourself? No wonder nobody likes this Church of Scientology.
Now, I will say.
And I won't say that nobody likes it. So apparently, a bunch of people do like it because otherwise they wouldn't still be popular.
I will say, if you're a Star Wars fan, there is a good series to watch on Netflix right now, and that is The Clone Wars.
Clones! Send in the clones! Oh, wrong Clone Wars.
I've got to say, they've done a really good job of starting from where the second movie ended. Well, the second movie with Anakin being the good guy, let me put it like that.
You mean number two?
Yes, but you know how they've got them. Technically, that would be number five.
No, it would be number two.
Anyway, Clone Wars picks up from there and ends where number three picks up.
Yes,
and
because you do realize that A New Hope, Star Wars, the first movie that came out, is actually called Episode 4.
Yes, yes, okay. I do know that. What's really cool is I did not know this, and this is why it's worth watching. Darth Maul? Do you remember Darth Maul?
Yeah, he's some goofy guy. You know it was Ray Parks.
Well, no, but
It was.
Die.
Huh?
Darth Maul didn't die.
Of course he didn't die.
So you have to, yeah.
Okay, fine. You want to watch it, see what happens to Ray Parks' character. Do you know that Darth Maul was just created because Ray Parks could move like that, right?
And I still thought it was pretty awesome. I think the lightsaber fight scenes are way better in these last three they released.
Do you know? I really like this song. It's in the Star Wars movie. It's the first one. And it is the lightsaber fight with Darth Maul. It's a song called Duel of the Fates.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... Love that song. Okay, but we're going to move away from Star Wars now. Where are we going to move to? We're going to move to comic book land.
It's that time.
Because look at this stack of comic books I got this week. It's like, holy frack, what the hell?
Really, a full stack?
Dude, this is a 4-inch stack.
Now, we got to make sure. Is that a Canadian 4 inches or an American 4 inch?
Am I going to smack you with a stickety stick? I'm going to smack you with a silly stick. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to do it later. But you're going to get smacked with a silly stick. Okay, we're going to start with Mars Attacks Firstborn. Because you know what? We can't make Mars Attacks any weirder by let's bring in kids. Cover A and cover B, of course. My favorite series is group, Grimm Fairy Tales Wonderland, issue number 24. 1, 2, 3 covers! Yay! Oh, Wonderland, A Clash of Queens, because, you know, it's all about the chicks and the outfits, and look at that, that's pretty. 4 covers! Yay! I'm so crazy about that shit. Here's a good one. Serenity, Leaves on the Wind, issue number 6, 2 covers. But it's a good series. I like it. It's and if people aren't paying attention, it's carrying on the series of the movie after Walsh and... Hey, spoiler alert, people haven't watched the movie yet. Just a couple people died. What's going on?
After that. But it's kind of good they killed off the characters because they really didn't do much with them in the movie anyways.
Yeah, whatever. Amazing Spider-Man, issue number 3. Hey, look, remember that guy that they killed? They brought him back to life again, didn't they?
No surprise.
Yeah, it's Marvel. What do you want? Dexter, Down Under. Cause you know, g'day, mate. We've got to put Dexter in Australia, eh? Issue number 5. Fun series, actually. I kind of like it.
Hold on. I think I've asked this before, but what? Is that Dexter based on the TV series?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's not continuing the TV series. It's like, hey, these are some other things he did between season 1 and season 50.
Gotcha.
Guardians of the Galaxy, because, you know, I like it. All New Ghost Rider, because, same, I like it. Here's for the Rush fans in the chat room. Clockwork Angels, number 3 of 6. Yay! Ooh, New Avengers with a Dracula looking like kind of Doctor Strange on the cover. I like that cover. I might keep that one. Excellent series called Saga, chapter 20. Oh, yeah, it's issue number 20. Awesome. It's a weird little quirky sci-fi fantasy slash what the hell are they doing kind of comic book series. It's fun. And my absolute favorite modern comic right now, Chew, issue number 42. I like it. No. I like it a lot. Deadpool versus Carnage. Wow, did they get messed up with these guys on their cover or not? Yes, they did. Issue number 4. J. Michael Straczynski's Dream Police, issue number 3. I'm enjoying it. Hey, look, it's the New Avengers now. Ooh, now not the old Avengers, it's the new Avengers. Oh, yeah. I like the Illuminati in that one. Another good series by Dark Horse Press. Ooh. Ghost, issue number 5. I like. Godzilla, Rulers of the Earth, issue number 13. Yay, lucky 13. Did you know Clive Barker, sorry, I don't know who Cliff is. Who the hell is Cliff? Kill that guy. He's interrupting my light. Clive Barker has a comic book series out now called Nightbreed.
Interesting. I think that sounds... No, wait. Nightbreed might have been out before. Or might have been a book. Maybe
it's a book and a movie.
Well, yeah, so it was a book before.
Yes. Episode number 2. Uncanny Avengers, issue number 21. I can't wait to see what they did to the universe because they blew it up. And, oh, what? Interesting. Oh, I get it. Harley Quinn, the director's cut, issue number 0. So it's another version of it, just with a prettier cover, and
well, why more pages issue in it. 0?
They do 0 issues. DC is getting really retarded with some of this by putting up these, hey, let's reboot the series for an issue and say what we can do and really rejig the whole thing. It's like, why don't you just make that issue number 43 or whatever, not make it a 0 issue? It's a marketing ploy,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better word. As I come back to my chair and sit down here. What the hell is playing through my speakers?
I have no idea.
Neither do I. Let's find out.
I don't hear nothing.
Ooh, it's me.
I do hear a little something.
Now I stopped it. It's me. I was playing through my speakers because I didn't turn off the chat room noise. Wee. I'm going to make stupid noises in the chat room. Ah. I don't know. They're talking about something. Oh, ha ha. Now that I'm actually back to my chair, I can actually see what Jack has been saying about the comics I posted, talked about. Ha ha. Ha ha. Wiggity whack. I came back. And I may even talk to Jack. Oh! So, on to some self-promoting.
Yes, because that's what do, we're because
all about on radio, something right?
Something new out, yeah.
Well, it's not something new out. I've talked about it last 2 weeks as well.
Well, but if somebody's tuning in for the first time, it's new to them.
Well, and that's a good thing. And I would like them to go out and buy it. Poets in Hell, the fourth installment of the current anthology series, rebooted in... 3 years ago. This time, we are talking with Poets in Hell, because, you know, that's where poets end up, right? They all end up in hell.
Has it actually been 3 years?
Yeah, this is the fourth book. The fourth anthology book. So it's 4 years ago that the first book, Lawyers in Hell, came out. Then Rogues in Hell, Dreamers in Hell, and Poets in Hell this year.
Huh.
And if you really want to meet a bunch of the, or a group of, I don't think we have as many as last 2 years showed up, they're all going down to LibertyCon in Chattanooga. Sometime in... Jack, when is that? When is that show? When? When is that show? He'll tell me in the chat room soon. I think it's sometime soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's pretty soon.
Wait, it's this weekend.
I was going to say, Hellion's traveling for it.
Yeah, it's this weekend. Jack was supposed to be traveling for it, too. I think he's probably leaving, not today then, because he was possibly not going to show up at the show because like, he had to go. So now he's not going to go yet, so he's like there. So yeah, it's this weekend. There's a bunch of other people you can meet there, too. Joe Dogs usually shows up.
But are you going?
I'm not going this year.
You're not going?
No, it didn't work out this year. Next year, there's a very strong possibility I might go.
Ah, because you've been in all the series so far, too.
Except the first one.
Oh, you weren't in the first one?
I wasn't in Lawyers in Hell. I got into the group. What? You guys finished the book already? Damn! I would have put something in for Lawyers in Hell.
Yeah.
I love lawyers. They're tasty. So much sleazy, greasy stuff.
Hmm.
But, yeah. So yeah, fun stuff. Poets in Hell, available on Amazon, Kindle, Nook, Barnes and Nobles. I said Barnes and Noodles. Probably just as tasty anyways. I'm hungry. I need something to eat. What do I need to eat? I think I'm going to eat some brains.
Popcorn.
No! Popcorn's disgusting. I don't eat popcorn anymore.
Cookies.
Cookies, yes. I'll always eat cookies. There's
No, I'm sorry. I said it wrong. I so said it wrong. Fudgios.
Yes. Those are in the fridge. And people find it strange that I like to keep my cookies in the fridge.
Jack said, oh, no, that's nothing strange. Yeah. Jack says he's leaving tomorrow.
Oh, okay, that would be it. That's what I thought. And there's also a possibility that I might go to World Horror Con next year, which is supposed to be Atlanta? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it is. We'll figure that out next year, because that's not this year. Not this year's World Horror Con, next year's World Horror Con. Supposed to be some good, fun people going there, too. I'd love to go to World Horror Con this year, but it's like, that was not in the books either.
Right. Oh, well.
So the biggest news was, the Poets in Hell. I am putting together a bunch of... Oh, wait. Team Zombie Zach, that's me, anyways, is putting together a bunch of video trailers to support Poets in Hell. So when I post it on my page, people, share it, like it, watch it, be cool, because it's cool to share. Share like you care. Yeah.
What am I sharing again?
Videos. Trailers. Video killed a radio star. Bang, bang!
Exactly.
See? And actually, you know what? Zombies created MTV.
Really?
Yep.
How so?
That's why video killed the radio star. Okay, you don't see people quite, oh, look, video. Watch. It's turning people's brains to mush, man.
I thought every zombie started everybody kung fu fighting.
No, that's something else. We don't want people kung fu fighting, because if they're kung fu fighting, they're actually getting exercise and stuff, and that might actually pose a problem. And the fact that most zombies are slow, so we don't want to really run after our food. We just want to, oh, you're right there? Oh, great. Can I take a nibble? Just a bit off the top? Great. I know you weren't using it anyway, so that's fine. I'll just take it away from you for you.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yes. We're nature's ecologically sound and friendly cleanup service. We're here to remove the excess effluvium of living particles that are just been pustulating all over the planet. Pa-pow. As I use my P words with proper pronunciation.
Oh, man. I've got to clean my face now. Thank
really?
You.
Really? That's unfortunate, because if I got saliva splattering through your microphone and your thing, it's like, that's cool, man. I'm like really cool. Maybe not cool. Maybe disgusting. Yeah, I'll go with that too. So,
disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting's fun.
Disgustamigating. That's redonkulous. I threw that one in because I know somebody who sometimes listens hates that word. Ha ha!
Yeah. Redonkulous actually filled in its own words this week. I know you don't listen to Dangerous Minds on Monday, but did you see the post we made about the guy who got stuck in a big vagina statue?
Yeah, I saw that on a number of people's posts. That was circulated fairly widely over the last couple of days. It's like, dude, really? How do you get stuck in a statue of a vagina? That's just insane. What were you trying to do? Find the happy spot? It's a statue. You're not going to find it.
Right.
And even when you were trying to do it with a woman, you little punk-ass geek, you weren't going to find it there either.
It took 22 emergency crew people to remove him.
I saw that. That made me giggle.
Oh, and then, man, that was like the best article I've seen in a while.
So you heard the bit about the Kentucky Fried Chicken kid, right?
Yeah, I saw the follow-up too.
The follow-up was the one that kills me. It's like, it's all faked up. It's like, what? Now, get all this sympathy crap going on for somebody, and it's like, and then it's all not real.
She was mauled by a pit bull. That was true.
Absolutely.
But the being kicked out of KFC because of her looks was bogus.
Yes, that was completely. It's like, really? Way to go and traumatize the kid again.
Right.
Yeah, so we're not going to do it because that's just like getting stupid, nasty, mean, and crap. And it's like, I hate that crap.
Yeah.
And now I just realized that has been going too, and I hope that hasn't been coming through the radio recording, because then I will drive me up the wall and I will have to kill everybody and do it all over again.
But I didn't hear it.
It doesn't matter what you hear, it matters what my system hears.
Ah, yes, I do know that part.
That's good, because otherwise I'd have to, like, what? Smack! Bam, smash, bush, Smurfs.
I could have been recording it for you.
Smurfs but... 2, what the hell, man?
Come on.
I may have to clean my brain and watch Event Horizon tonight.
Oh, man. Really?
Oh, it's a great movie.
I didn't think so.
What? You did not like Event Horizon?
I did not like Event Horizon.
Holy crap, man. It's a ghost story in space.
That was a thing, though. It just didn't... Yeah. I guess when you do ghost stories, you know, I give me something. If you want to scare the snot out of me, give me something that seems like it could be more realistic. In space, that's like Jason.
The ship went to a parallel demon dimension and became infested with a demon.
Yeah.
Come on, how realistic was that? That's like totally believable.
Wow.
But with that note in the Mary Can. because I know you got another show you're going to be doing in a few seconds.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just wanted to reach out to the entire internet and say, hi, come on back, listen to the show, find us on Facebook, find us on the Twinker, the Twitter, whatever the heck it's called. Every other little social medium thing. I'm going to start expanding my social media empires, like get hit all of the other thingy things and things and things. And come on down. Join us. We won't bite. Until later.
Hard.
Thanks.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.